Washington Governor Jay Inslee wants to close or curtail a dozen tax breaks and continue a couple of tax increases that are about to expire. The money raised, more than $1 billion, would be earmarked for public schools. The plan unveiled yesterday is part of the Democrats' budget priorities for the next 2 years. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Standing near a sign that read, "We can do hard things," Inslee called for a $1.2 billion down payment on a Supreme Court ruling that says the state is not adequately funding public schools. About half the new money would come from making permanent a couple of tax increases that are about to expire, namely on beer and professional services. The rest of the money would come from ending or modifying several tax exemptions, an issue Inslee campaigned on.
I said that I was going to do three things when I was running for governor of the state of Washington. I was going to increase education for funding over $1 billion. I'm doing that. I said that I would close tax breaks to make sure that we did do that. I said that I would do that without increases in existing tax rates. I'm doing that. I'm doing exactly what I said during that campaign.
Republicans quickly panned the revenue package. Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler called it a kick in the teeth to job creators. The majority coalition he helps lead is expected to release a no-new revenue budget proposal next week. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.